Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Morning Mindset. We are here to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. Hey, when I say someone is serving as a prophet, what comes to your mind? Do you think of some crazy-eyed, gray-haired guy with a long beard or some raving lunatic who's spouting off things on the street corner? The spiritual gift of prophet is a real thing, and we're going to learn about it today in Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 11 through 13. But before we dig in, I want to thank a couple of people, Sarah and Leslie, who both have become monthly partners of the Morning Mindset. I thank you so much for supporting us and helping us continue to get the Morning Mindset out day after day. If you're interested in being a monthly partner of the Morning Mindset, you can start out as little as $5 if you need to. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/partner and you'll see exactly how you can set that up. That link will also be in the description of today's episode. Okay, friends, as we dig into Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, and talk about this gift of prophet, let's ask God to reveal to us what He wants us to understand. Our God, we give to You the honor and the glory, due Your name, and we know that You are our teacher, so guide us to understand what the New Testament teaches us about prophets and how they are a benefit to the church. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, friends, now we're getting into some thorny areas here when it comes to theological beliefs, because the gift of prophet is one of the first gifts that many people would consider to have passed away, so to speak. There is a way of thinking within theological circles that believes that once Jesus came and finished the entirety of Scripture, that the gifts of apostle and prophet and evangelist and some of these supernatural kind of gifts actually passed off the scene because they're no longer needed. Scripture takes the role that they once filled. I'm not a person who believes that, and there are reasons I don't believe that, mainly rooted in various teachings in the New Testament. But today we're going to look at this role of prophet. Now, in the Old Testament, a prophet was very clearly the voice of God to the people. So it's a man, typically, sometimes a woman, who God would use to speak His will to the people. The very first prophet, besides Moses, was a man named Samuel. He was living during the time of King Saul and during the time of King David, and then after him, Nathan. And just the prophets go on and on, Elijah, Elisha, Isaiah, Jeremiah. We have writings from many of the prophets. And in every case, they were people who the Lord Himself would speak to, and then they would speak His word to the people. Now, think about a couple of things that were different in their context than are true in our context. They did not have a completed revelation of God's word written down that was something everyone could look to. We do have that. They also did not have the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit in every person who believed. We do have that. And so we have what I would say are some advantages that do not require the same type of prophetic gift in our day, because we have God's word, which reveals His will to us. We also have His Holy Spirit within us that helps us to interpret and understand His word and apply it to our lives. Yet, the New Testament continues to teach there is a gift of prophet. We see that primarily, besides here, in 1 Corinthians chapters 11, 12, and 13, where many of the spiritual gifts are dealt with. Now, we see in the book of 1 Corinthians, prophets are able to speak in the gatherings of the church words of God, words of affirmation. But those words of affirmation are never contrary to Scripture. And Paul tells the prophets to judge the words of other prophets. So what a prophet says in our day has to be evaluated, has to be held up in comparison to Scripture for us to know if this is truly a word coming from the Lord. It does not have the same authority as Scripture. It does not have the same binding nature as Scripture, but it can be used to be a leading, a prompting that the wise leadership of the church, including other prophets, is able to discern. Now, one other thing that's interesting to note is that the Apostle Paul himself encourages us to pray for the gift of prophecy because he sees it as a great encouragement to the body. So that's what I'm going to pray for during our time of prayer today. And please understand, I do believe God gives the gifts as he desires, but he also desires to answer prayer. So as we pray this biblical prayer, let's submit our hearts to the Lord and ask him to do God-type things among us. Lord God, we don't fully understand this gift of prophet for our day. We don't fully get how it works. But the Apostle Paul encourages us to earnestly desire the greater gifts, especially this gift of prophecy. And so, Lord, we ask you to use prophets in our day, to encourage us, to build us up in our faith, to magnify your name and to advance your kingdom, and protect us from false prophets and from the allure and pride that can get involved. We ask it in Jesus' name. Well, before we wrap up, I have a few things to let you know about. First, and most importantly, if you would like to find out how you can become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christian, a true Christ follower that has nothing to do with religion, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You'll find that link in the description for this episode. Also, at the beginning of the episode, you heard me thank some new partners to the Morning Mindset. If you would like to become a monthly supporter for as little as $5 a month and receive my bonus podcast, Digging Deeper, you can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/partners.